This podcast is sponsored by Magic Mind. What is up, all you sexy nerds? Grizzly McBee here, and you are listening to and watching Nerd is the New Sexy Entertainment, the podcast, episode 163, season 9. That's right, we are back at it again. And of course, I am joined today by the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend. You know him, you love him, sometimes. Mr. Wildfire One.
Sometimes? What in the fuck? I'm just kidding. Hey guys, I am Wildfire One. And as good old Grizz has said, we are Nerds New Sex Entertainment, the podcast. I think we talked about this, in 161, how we tend to kind of talk about movies at least once a season.
Once a season, we like to touch on a list of movies that are coming out throughout the year that we're kind of interested in seeing. Or that may have just caught our attention one way or another.
Okay, we got a list in front of us. Off of IMDb, good old internet movie database. That
we've learned that this website is the most accurate and the safest for us to go off of.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that some of these are just like hearsay, as most movies go, and they're still in production or still talked about. But we're gonna briefly go over the ones that kind of catch our eye, and we'll go from there.
And mainly the ones that we've heard about that we're looking forward to for this year.
So let's go over this. I think the first one, like, I'm not really looking forward to this one, but it's definitely one of those movies that did something to people. Mean Girls.
Yeah, I mean, with us both being guys, it's not really our thing, but
I'm sure it's some guy's thing, but still,
I'm sure.
But it's just, it didn't hit me, but I'm sure someone out there will be like, woohoo, Mean Girls, you know, and like it. And what about you, Grizz?
The one that I was kind of looking forward to that I've done a little bit of search into is The Beekeeper.
Okay.
It's a Jason Statham. It's a hardcore action. He's just a badass like he is in every movie. But he's like the badass that all the badasses are afraid of.
He's the badass that all the badasses want to be.
It's exactly. A badass. Exactly.
That makes sense. Some of these, I've heard of Night Swim, or at least I've heard of, I think that's going to be a horror movie. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on this. It looks like it's going to be a horror movie. Family moves into a new home and aware that the dark secret from their house's past will unleash a malevolent force in their backyard pool.
Yeah, that sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah, sounds like a horrible place to live.
Right.
There's one I know that you're interested in.
Yeah, that's Dune Part 2.
See, we were talking about this earlier, and I was like, wasn't there a Dune sequel already? Like, what? And you explained to me that it wasn't a sequel. It was, like, still part of Chapter 1 or something.
Yeah, that was my understanding of it anyways.
I'm not a big Dune fan. I know people are going to come at me with pitchforks and stuff, but Dune was never, like, maybe it was played too much when I was a kid or something, but the movie just never interested me. I thought it was fucking weird. Those guys with the fucking weird things in their nose and fucking planets with huge ass fucking worms that come out, you know. Don't get me wrong, there's games we play that I like that have that in it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Gladiator 2.
Yeah, so follows Lucius, the son of Maximus's love, Lucilla, after Maximus's death.
So I don't think the guy who played Maximus is coming back.
Oh no, because he's dead.
Yeah, or unless there's some flashbacks or something.
Well, I mean, that's possible. But then the next one everyone is waiting for, and that's Deadpool 3.
Deadpool 3.
Wolverine joins the Merc with the Mouth.
That's going to be a big one. I'll over Facebook, and that's where I hear about that one. Like, oh, come on, Hugh Jackman's coming back as Wolverine.
Right.
Like, he's coming back and Ryan Reynolds is going to be with him. It's going to be a fucking love story, man.
And then there's one that you'll probably like, Joker, Folie à Deux. It's a sequel to the 2019 film
I
Joker.
watched that with Monster, the first one, and I liked it. It was a really good movie for what it was.
Here's one that we're both interested in, and that's Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earth, part one.
I'm interested in it, but I know that somehow, some way, they're gonna drop the ball. That's what I
Yeah.
the Justice League movies and the movies that have everything to do with DC just fucking suck. Like they even had the Flash movie with fucking Michael Keaton coming back as Batman, and it's still fucking flop, dude. It still flopped. Like, how do you do that? I blame, what was his name, Ezra Miller.
Well, like, how were they supposed to know at the time that he was going to get charged with all that shit after they had already started filming a majority of the film with him?
I get that, and I understand, but that just ruined the movie. I'm excited to see what comes out of Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earth Part One, especially because they were talking about, like, basically just getting rid of wiping the board of all the old actors.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Now, the next one that we're both excited about is Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Now,
Yes.
this is Godzilla and Kong fighting side by side.
Yeah, I remember seeing some of the like the trailers for that, or there was something that was talking about it, and I was very interested in what I saw, man. A Mad Max saga? Furiosa.
The origin story of Renegade Warrior Furiosa before her encounter with and team up with Mad Max.
Okay, well, that just goes to show that I don't know much about Mad Max because I don't know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, me neither.
Nosferatu.
Yes, this one didn't even know it was possibly coming out, and we're looking through this list, and Wild and I are both like, oh, wait, what?
It better be a good vampire movie. That's all I gotta say. Like,
Yeah.
there hasn't been a good vampire movie out in a long time.
Well, and then this next movie, everyone is excited about. And that is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Fuck yeah. Did you get to see the trailer for that?
I did. It looks so good.
My eyes rolled back in my head, and I think I had a mini orgasm because I didn't think Bill Murray would be back after the last movie. I think that was it. I thought that was
Yeah.
it. The other two, I knew for a fact would come back because this is Dan Aykroyd's love child, with Harold
Yeah.
Ramis, and Ernie Hudson just loves playing Winston Zeddemore. So I knew he was going to come back, and especially after the last movie with the end, it showed some stuff that led up to this. So, and I'll tell you this much, I didn't expect them to go where they went with this. The whole Frozen Empire thing. I wasn't expecting them to continue with Zool, because that was done, right? Or go
Yeah.
and the whole Gozer Zool thing, that was all done. So I guess I could see him doing something like, I was actually, honestly, to be truthful with you, Grizz, I was expecting him to do something more along the lines of, like, with a cartoon, like the Boogeyman or something. You know what I mean? I thought, because there's things that in the movies that kind of, like the ejector seat in the Ecto-1, that were things that were in the cartoon that kind of go like, oh, hey, the cartoon is canon. So I'm excited. Fingers crossed. I'm hoping it's good. They've done so good. The last movie was amazing. But we did a podcast on that. Go check that out. What else we got?
Well, this one, it could really go either way. Alien Romulus.
Oh, yeah.
Now the question is it going to be a good movie? Or do they let the franchise die because they're
What?
running it into the ground?
I don't think they're ever gonna let the franchise die. It's gonna go into the ground like Terminator. Long after fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger's dead, there's still gonna be like a Terminator 1000, and it's gonna be like him, Schwarzenegger, with his voice fucking AI, and it's all gonna be CGI, just him. And I have a feeling that they're gonna do the same thing with Alien. They're just gonna continuously run it into the ground. Don't get me wrong, what was that? Prometheus was all right. But it wasn't supposed to be an alien movie. So it was just kind of their origin story. So fingers crossed on that one too, because I love Alien. Alien 1 and 2, Aliens, my favorite movies, some of my favorite movies of the 80s. Ranks right up there with Terminator 1 and 2.
Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim.
Yeah, we might. I wonder if we're mispronouncing that. Rohirrim?
Rohirrim.
Rohirrim. Okay. And that's about the untold story of Helm's Deep, 100 years before the what's that fateful war? I'm assuming the War of the Ring. It's retelling the life of the blood-soaked times of its founder, Helm Hammerhand, the King of Rohan. Now, this is my question. Are they going to go about this like Amazon Prime did, where they just didn't pay any attention to what the book said and just went about their own bullshit? Or are they going to actually go with what the book said and stay canon? What do you think?
It all really depends, I guess. It could, like, either go good or it could go bad. I'm really hoping it goes good because I love Lord of the Rings, but.
I feel like that's gonna be the theme for all this. Like a lot of these movies, with the exception of maybe Deadpool and maybe a few others, the Ghostbusters movie, I think there are is gonna be like, it could be good, it could be bad, we'll see.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
Oh yeah. This is a Bob Marley movie.
Yes,
It's
the
a look at the
one and
legendary
only.
reggae musician Bob Marley, which I think I heard about that too. Vaguely. So I'm a little excited. I'm excited to hear about then maybe see that one, because Bob Marley was an interesting individual.
Well, then we got Kung Fu Panda 4.
I wonder how many times Jack Black's gonna come back for this.
Every time they pay him.
He was Bowser, now he's Kung Fu Panda. He was,
He was Kung Fu Panda first.
he was Kung Fu Panda first. And I watched that movie, by the way. I finally watched
Super Mario
the Super
Brothers.
Mario Brothers movie, and I was like kind of cringy about him playing that. He did a good job. That's all I gotta say. Yeah, I knew from day one when I heard he was gonna do that movie that like there was gonna be a moment where he was singing and just ad-libbing the stupidest lyrics, and I was right.
And it worked out so
And
well,
it
though.
did, but that's Jack Black. That's his magic. That's what he does. He turns shit to music.
Yeah, and he does it so
And he,
gracefully.
yeah, that's why we love him. Okay. The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I heard that they were going to do more Planet of the Apes movies, but it felt like it was going to happen sooner. Like they're going to happen more closer together. Hasn't it been several, like almost like 7 to 10 years since the last movie came out?
Well, this one is many years after the reign of Caesar. A young ape goes on a journey that will lead him to question everything he's been taught about the past and make choices that will define the future of apes and humans alike.
Okay. Beetlejuice 2. Beetlejuice 2. It's supposed to come out in 2024. Fingers crossed it still does. There's not even a picture for it on IMDb yet that we can see, but this is the follow-up comedy to the comedy Beetlejuice 1988 about the ghost who's recruited to help haunt a home. The ghost with the most, babe.
Well, I know when we were looking at this list earlier, this one kind of caught your eye. It's Lisa Frankenstein.
Yeah, and
A coming of rage love story about a teenager and her crush who happens to be a corpse.
That's not fucking weird. No, that's cool.
After a set of horrific circumstances bring him back to life, the two embark on a journey to find love, happiness, and a few missing body parts.
Okay, I see where this is going. She is Frankenstein, and he is Frankenstein's monster. I can dig that. I can dig that. That's a cute love story. It might be. It feels very like
necrophilia.
Yes and no. I was gonna say it feels very Tim Burton-ish. And then the next one, I mean, it needs no introduction. This is gonna be another one. This is gonna be another one that I think is gonna be good. Even though Jim Carrey says he's not gonna be in it. Sonic the Hedgehog 3. I don't even like Sonic. I'm not a fan of Sonic the Hedgehog, but the first two movies were fucking amazing.
They really were.
Yeah, and I'm so glad we didn't get Ugly Sonic.
Yes. I'm so glad they redid that.
Thank you, Internet. Thank you, everyone, for whoever was in charge of that, for listening to us. That's what it's about. You're supposed to listen to the fandom, guys. But I'm excited to see. I heard that Jim Carrey's retiring, so he's probably not going to be in this one.
Yeah.
Which is sad news, but you know what? Maybe we'll see a fat Robotnik. I know that's what Jim Carrey wanted. He wanted to be a fat Robotnik, but it would have been too much plaster and what have you. But, or maybe he'll come back. Maybe he's pulling some bullshit and he's like, ha ha, I'm back, bitches. Like Mark Hamill did with the Joker at one point.
And then, you know, the teenage kid in me just loves Inside Out. Now we're going to get Inside Out 2.
I've never seen the first one.
It's so good.
I got Disney Plus. I got to watch it. I really
do. You really do. It's really good.
Not having kids, I think, takes its toll on me. I don't get to see certain things where I just don't have interest because of no children.
Now, the next one we did not know about.
Oh, yeah. It caught us off guard completely.
We have not heard about.
But we've played the game.
Most excited about.
But we played the game.
Played the game. And multiple variations of the game.
Because there are multiple variations of the game. Borderlands.
Borderlands.
Motherfucking Borderlands.
Film based on a popular video game set on an abandoned fictional planet of Pandora, where people search for a mysterious relic.
It's going to be great. I think that if it's even a little bit close to the actual like source material, I think it'll be great. I would love to hear the original voice actor of like Handsome Jack come back, like to play his character, reprise his role. What? Why are you making that face?
So one of the stars?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, shit.
So you know.
You know it's going to be funny. You know it's going to be good if Kevin Hart's in it.
Kate Blanchett. Ariana Greenblatt. All comedians, I believe.
Fuck yeah.
I'm wondering who's going to play Tiny Tina.
Well, you know, there are 1,000 people out there on TikTok that look and sound just like her and cosplayer. So, fuck, man, they got their own. They got a billion people to choose from. There's another one, number 54, Twisters.
Yes.
The sequel to the 1996 film Twister. Which I remember watching. I think the biggest part of that movie that everyone talked about was the cow.
Yes. Oh, there's a cow. Hey, look, it's another cow. So Borderlands is supposed to come out August 9th.
Okay. Oh, and here's one that we didn't even know or wanted to come out. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2. Was the first movie that good? I can't say I've never watched it. I kind of want to watch it just to see. But the commercials to Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey just made me kind of like the trailers just made me like, oh, that looks stupid.
Well, it kind of sounds like it's, I mean, blood and honey, almost like it's going to be a horror movie.
It was a horror movie.
Oh, yeah, that's going to, well, no. Oh, well, the first one was Christopher Robin.
Yeah, the first one was a horror movie.
No, I must not have watched the first one then.
I doubt you did. It's a horror movie.
Yeah.
Then there's a, I guess they're having a remake of Roadhouse.
Yes, they are. An ex-UFC middleweight fighter ends up working at a rowdy bar in the Florida Keys where things are not as they seem.
Maybe it's not a remake. Maybe it's a sequel or something else. Or it might not even be have anything to do with the original because as they are not as they seem. Was the first one like that?
He was a fighter.
Okay, well, we'll see.
And it's looking like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
Could be interesting. Bad Boys 4.
I feel like Bad Boys is going the direction of the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Like I it's not coming out with like a with like four fucking sequels every year, but it's there's a time to be like, okay, it's time maybe those guys need to just hang it up and be like, okay, we're done. Especially with, Will Smith's current career status.
Yeah.
So the next one is what?
Transformers 1, the origin story set on Cybertron, home of both the Autobots and Decepticons. The film is said to focus on the relationship between Optimus Prime and Megatron.
So that might be good, but we also know that the live action movies have kind of fizzled out. And then the next one would be Despicable Me 4, which that's a good, it's not
Can't go
bad.
wrong. You can't go wrong with Despicable Me.
Oh
You
no,
really can't.
that's where the Minions came from. For those of you who don't know. So the next one that we see that's interesting to us is Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. And it looks like good old
Eddie
X.
Murphy's back.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's
It's
back, baby. Like, I'm excited to see this.
been a while.
Yeah, but I remember hearing about it. I thought they were gonna do something on Netflix about it. Maybe they are still, I don't know, but this looks like a movie. It's coming out in 2024, so.
It's got Eddie Murphy, Joseph Gordon-Levitt,
Okay.
Kevin Bacon.
Good old Kevin Bacon.
Gotta have the bacon.
I miss some bacon. So then there's the after that there's the Garfield movie, which I know Grizz isn't excited. I'm not really excited for either. I got to hear the voice actor that they got for him, and you Garfield has like a specific voice. You know what I mean? Like,
Plumber, yeah.
what's that? Bill Murray. Yeah, it sounds just like, well, Bill Murray, the guy who played Peter Venkman in the cartoon of Ghostbusters, the same guy up until Dave Coulier took over. But I guess I got to hear the voice of this, and I mean I didn't hate it, but you see something and you expect Garfield to sound a certain way, and I was like, so I'm not really interested. The First Omen. Oh shit, okay, this looks like a prequel or a sequel to The Omen, a horror movie based off, Damien, the son of Satan coming to Earth and whatnot. So a young American woman is sent to Rome to begin a life of service for the church, but encounters a darkness that curses her to question her faith and uncover terrifying conspiracy that hopes to bring about the birth of evil incarnate. So
Pretty cool, yeah.
that is definitely a prequel or a sequel, because I mean I you never know, maybe Damien will come back for like the 50th time. You
You
never know, dude.
never know, you never
So,
know.
and then there's the Venom sequel, untitled Venom sequel, as it says here.
Yeah. No
So,
photo, no info, no nothing.
no, nothing.
The one right below that has us both intrigued.
Yes, it has me scratching my chin.
Mufasa, the Lion King.
Adenya.
Jamadi,
Don't sue
blah,
us,
blah, blah.
Disney.
Simba, having become king of the Pride Land, is determined for his cub to follow in his paw prints while the origins of his late father Mufasa are explored.
Let me ask you this. Is it gonna be live action like Disney likes to do, or is it gonna be animated like the old-fashioned good way of doing it?
Animated.
It's good. Is that what you saw?
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
It's animation adventure drama.
Thank you, Disney. Stop giving us fucking live action. We're tired of this shit. Your live action like movies suck.
So the stars are Seth Rogen,
Okay.
Aaron Pierre, and Billy Eichner. Horizon, the American saga.
Okay.
Carnival tells of a multifaceted 15-year span of pre- and post-Civil War expansion and settlement in the American West.
There's a
That is probably
possibility.
something I would like.
There's a possibility there. I mean, what about this one? Untitled Karate Kid movie.
Right.
Who doesn't love the Karate Kid? Terrifier 3. Terrifier is a horror movie, if you guys aren't aware. And I know Grizzly's gonna hate me for reading this one, but Art the Clown is set to unleash chaos on this on the unsuspecting residents of Miles County County words as they peacefully drift off to the sleep on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, you're not a fan. You're not a fan of clowns
Nope.
and horror.
Okay, well, how about this one? It's called Kneecap. It explores the birth of Kneecap, a hip and naughty Irish rap group.
Hip and naughty Irish rap group.
Yeah, that's what it
I
says.
would love to. I would watch that just to see the accents. Nope, there's another Saw movie.
Oh yeah, Saw 11.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and the 11th installment in the Saw film series, which I'm gonna be long dead. There's still gonna be Saw
Saw
movies out.
30. Yeah. Now this one kind of caught my attention. It's called War Chief.
Okay.
The group of guardians are tasked with protecting a messenger who must deliver vital information to their king. On their journey through an ancient land, they face a battle filled with plagues, dark magic, and vile monsters. Sounds like a D&D campaign if you ever ask me.
Oh my God, it does. Like a good D&D campaign. Well, here's another one, The Wendigo.
Yeah, I know that one was caught your attention.
Yeah. Well, anything Wendigo is fucking horrifying, right? So, the Native American teen resurrects an ancient demon to protect his family from meth dealers. Okay, it's getting kind of funny now. But finds the creature bloodlust uncontrollable, forcing the family to break the curse before becoming its next victim. Here's one, The Crow. The modern
Yeah.
reimagining of the beloved character, The Crow, based on the original graphic novel by James O'Barr.
And then Badland Hunters, after a major earthquake transforms Seoul into an apocalyptic wasteland.
Huh. Yeah, to be an apocalyptic wasteland, you need to be focused.
You got to be real focused.
You gotta know what you're doing. You know what helps you focus?
Magic mind. I know in the last few episodes we've talked about some ingredients that are in it.
Yeah.
It's got Bacopa
Yeah.
Minerai, Moniri. I don't know how to pronounce it, but
Maneri?
it's something like that. It helps your attention span. It helps you take in new information. Helps you retain it,
Well, that would
helps your
make
memory.
sense because I've been having a lot of a lot like I've been doing a lot better with my memory. And like I've said, words come a little easier to me as I speak, and all that helps. So that's probably some of it. I know we've talked about the matcha in it. It's got a lot of matcha.
It does, and
Well, all I gotta say is if you like matcha a lot, staying up through the day.
it helps a lot of
Yeah, it does help a lot.
it
It helps
helps
matcha a lot.
matcha.
And I mean, when you drink it, you can actually taste the matcha in it. Like it's.
You can, and from we had talked about it, especially after the first time we took it. None of us had tried matcha before,
Yeah, it's definitely a new, it was a
and
new experience.
we were trying to figure out what it tasted like, and we knew that it was matcha because it was nothing that we'd ever tasted before.
And the smell, like I'll tell you, like when you open it, because you're supposed to drink it, you shake it, you let it breathe, and then I smelled it, and it smells a lot like a citrusy drink. I don't know about you, Grizz, but I have issues like sleeping all the time, and I've talked about it in the last podcast and some of the other podcasts, or even when we talk about this, I have insomnia. I suffer from insomnia badly, so there's times that I don't sleep, and I have to go to work, and I have to be on the ball. I have to be like, just with the jobs that we have to be thought. We have to think. We have to know with split second decisions. And there are days I come to work and I'm just like, ugh, why? And then, but lately after taking doing these shots, doing these magic mind shots, it's been a lot easier. Someone will ask me something and I'll be on the ball. I'll respond quickly. I'm not like, oh man, give me a second. Oh God. It's so that really helps. It really helps in that situation.
And see, and I don't feel so tired like I do after having an energy drink with this.
Yeah, you don't get the drop. You don't get the
You don't get that fall from the caffeine
yeah.
that.
And falling asleep when you get home, when the day is done,
So much easier.
it's easy. It's not like you're not sitting there waiting like, oh, where's the caffeine going off? When's the caffeine gonna? It's comfortable. And it's a good sleep. My outlook on everything around me just seemed a little better. I was more, like we said, more focused, more prepared, more on the ball. It was really good. It was really a good experience, and taking these has been a good experience.
Only this January. They help you gear up to crush your 2024 New Year's resolution fully focused. You get 1 month for free when you subscribe for 3 months at www.magicmind.com/Jan, JAN, all capitals, lowercase NITNSE. And when you use our code NITNSE20, you get an extra 20% off, which gets you to a 75% off. Now, this only lasts until the end of January, and it's coming pretty quick. So hurry up before it's gone. You won't be disappointed, I can assure you that.
We sure as heck weren't. What about have you watched anything on Netflix that caught your eye recently? I've actually been going back on Hulu and rewatching anime, so.
Well, I've been watching the One Piece.
Oh, what'd you think?
The anime One Piece.
Oh, okay. What'd you think? If you
Because
watch.
I already watched the live action.
What'd you think of the live action?
So good.
I'm planning on doing a podcast on that as
So
well, but
good.
oh my God, the live action was, I was it just like Yu Yu Hakusho was really amazing. One Piece, though, blew my mind. Blew my mind. It was so good. The new Castlevania
Yeah,
that came out was very good.
I rewatched that.
I watched
I
that
just
and I,
watched that.
yeah, me too. I nerded out on that and I fucking loved every minute of it. So.
Well, that's because we kind of have a vested interest in it. Not only did we love the game, but because of prior podcast
Yes.
with a special guest that was a birthday gift
Few years back.
that was a lead animator on the show.
Oh
I
yeah.
mean, it's
just this series is still not disappointing as far as Castlevania goes.
It's really not.
And we'll have a whole podcast on that in the future too, guys. That on the new season, I'm excited. It kind of, the only thing, if I'm complaining about anything, it's kind of dropped off on a point where you're like, God damn it, what's next?
Yeah.
If you guys want to get a hold of us, check us out. Give us an idea. Talk to us. Are we right? Do you hate us? Let us know. You can call us at 559-997-6803. Again, as Grizzly says, 559-997-6803. Give us a call. It's a voicemail, but you can still talk. You'll hear my voice. I'll be like, hey, press one if you want to see me naked. But yeah, we got our Discord. We got a Twitch. We have a Kick. We have a TikTok. We have all the social medias. You have a YouTube, which is where this is coming out. We have the podcast. We have Spotify. We're on YouTube. Oh, Jesus Christ. All the social medias! It's a social media frenzy, guys. And you can join us. You have questions for us. You want to talk to us. You want to meet us. We don't bite. I swear. Grizzly might. Ghostly Killer definitely bites. He's got rabies. But
yeah.
That's why we don't see him often. He's out there. he's in his closet. But all right, guys, with that said and done, we're going to end the podcast. We thank you for watching. We thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Until then, we want you to stay nerdy.
And stay sexy. Always.